your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I've got a few comments here, just general comments I want to make about a comment I made yesterday on a daily editorial, yesterday being actually Wednesday on a daily editorial. I made the comment that it might be pretty difficult for me to support the candidacy of Donald Trump. I want to say why I'm saying that. I know that Jimmy is diametrically opposed to my thoughts about that, but I'd like you to just think about this a little bit. I'm not opposing the man. This is way out. Trump's personality is very forceful. He's a very bright individual. He absolutely insists on being the prettiest baby in the nursery, for lack of better terms. It's kind of a crude way to put it, but my opinion about the President of the United States is he has to be not necessarily popular, but he has to be very, very supported. I don't think Donald Trump can get the support that's necessary to get this country out of the doldrums that it's in. Now, having said that, I also want to say I feel exactly the same way about Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden is even close to being an effective president of the United States. And I have to wonder, in 24, who are the Democrats going to run? I'm sure that Donald Trump will have the Republican nomination. And the more I learn about the man, and if he can garner perhaps a larger amount of support, then I certainly would support him. Jimmy, any comments on what I've said?
Well, I think Donald Trump has actually increased his support from the time that he first came into power in 2016. That's factual. In 2016, he got about 63 million votes.
Yeah.
In 2020, he got, according to the questionable outcome of the election, about 75 or 76 million votes. That's a pretty significant increase. And in fact, up to that point, it was the largest number of votes, with the exception of what happened with Joe Biden, that anybody had ever gotten in our history.
Yeah.
So his support had grown significantly. There was a tremendous amount of frustration over COVID. And of course, there was some mistakes made with the Trump administration on personnel selections.
Yep.
that absolutely, and these are Republicans that were appointed into positions that undermined the Trump presidency significantly, while simultaneously having a full-on assault to all of our legal systems from the Democratic Party through the two impeachment processes, through the Russian collusion narrative, through a massive media effort to undermine him. They attacked him on a daily basis with often fraudulent information and skewed information. So what the question is, and your point, are there more people supporting Donald Trump today than there were before? And I would argue, with what the government has done, what the Biden administration has done, to use him and to attack him as a scapegoat for, basically to intimidate the entire conservative population of this nation, that he will gain in support, and very, very many independents who are frustrated with what's gone on in Washington are going to support him if he can make clear that he will change the personnel decisions that would continue to support his very aggressive America First candidacy. What we saw in the Trump administration the first time in 2016 to 2020 was a very large number of individuals who were globalists that were advising him,
right,
or that were on his cabinet, that were directly undermining his goals and objectives, while simultaneously being attacked by the left nonstop. And in fact, some Republicans assisted in Democrats' efforts for their own power purposes. So I believe that more Americans are beginning to wake up to the corruption, thanks to Joe Biden and what has happened in Washington, D.C. over the last few years. And this should be a massive, massive victory for conservatism. And it isn't necessarily because they support Trump, but they are very much against what's happening in Washington and attacking a free speech, of silencing people on the street, of supporting these transgender ideologies, of supporting these social constructs that are really undermining children and families. I think there's going to be a massive pushback.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When you talk about the transgender operations, which I have to say I am violently, the way they are organized and the way the choices are made as to who's going to switch their sexuality, for lack of better terms, I know that the liberals are saying, you know, people can do whatever they want to do. God gave us free will, etc., etc., although I don't think they bring in the word God. But having said that, I really have to wonder if that is an issue that should be even close to paramount in the decision-making for where you're going to cast your vote for president.
Oh, I think it's absolutely one of the essential elements of why you would cast your votes, because what it does, this entire movement from the left takes away parents' choice and parents' responsibility and makes children basically a ward of the state. When you do that, you're separating the youth from the elder, from the population, and that's exactly what Mao did during the Cultural Revolution, which created such destruction in China. So you're seeing a Marxist ideology attempting to separate children through education and ideology.
I very well remember that, yes.
So that's a very dangerous signal of what's happening in America right now. So I think it's a key element, and it is proven to be so in both Florida and Virginia with the election of Glenn Youngkin as the Virginia governor, and of course DeSantis's massive victory when they stood up for parents' rights.
Yeah.
Because it is not the state that should be controlling the future of our children, right? And they should not be controlling our voices or what we say.
Right.
They should not be censoring opposition. They should not be involved in using the state to influence and silence their political opponents. And these issues, I think, are very important. And this transgender issue, I think, is symbolic of a very small group of people that have way too much influence over the power of the government right now and the executive branch. So I think it's a huge pushback point.
So you're saying the government itself, the executive branch itself, is not supporting that particular movement. Is that correct, Jimmy?
No. I'm saying the government is supporting that movement and has made it very public that they're supporting that movement, both through spokespeople and the president's statements.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's going to be a critical and essential element of the next 2024 election.
Well, I think it will, and that's one of the things I will definitely be watching. Ladies and gentlemen, I bet you will too. Be curious to see how you guys think about that. Should that be a major issue in deciding who the next president is? We'll see.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.